Hi, thank you for listening to this podcast. This is the next episode in a series of conversations with our media partners. So at Kneipp, we work closely with around 200 medias, which puts us in a unique position to help our clients understand these destinations better and to identify which ones are most suited for their fund distribution strategy. So in this episode, we are delighted to be speaking to Les Echos, the first daily French financial newspaper. With me today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Nicolas Grivon, who is their international sales director. Nicolas, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Christophe.
Before we start talking about Les Echos, I think it's important to give our listeners a bit of context about the French market from an investment perspective. So what can you tell us about the political climate in France at the moment, and what trends do you see in terms of investments?
Okay. So first of all, thank you to welcome me into this chat. Well, can say that the year 2020 has started well with the stock market indices continuing their rise since 2019. But facing the global pandemic, the first lockdown sent shockwaves through the financial markets. The fall was brutal, but quickly regained a certain balance thanks to the measures set by government and central banks. In France, new reforms with Emmanuel Macron's presidency were aimed to boost the private investment. The flat rate tax, the abolition of wealth tax on financial assets, and the PACTE law were three important measures that took the government. And these measures reassured the markets and helped them to recover. And since then, the households' financial investment are on the rise. The share of equity investment has increased the last few years. They now represent 32% of the household assets. The crisis has not driven households away from the stock market, which is a good news. According to the Banque de France, households bought 4.1 billion of shares in the second quarter, attracted by falling valuation, increasing their investment just as the market began to rebound. They also have bought shares directly via an equity savings plan or security account over the past three quarters for a total of more than 10 billion euro. This is a new record since 2011. This is a good example which shows that French people are interested in investment. It's a successful IPO of La Française des Jeux on the stock market in November 2019, which has attracted over 500,000 new investors.
Wow. Wow, this is really impressive numbers, and it paints a very positive picture of the investment landscape today. I guess my next question is, how do investors in France decide what to invest in? Where do they find the information?
Well, there is a French specificity, which is a critical importance of the business and vertical press versus other media. The vertical press continues to be the most consulted media by investors and helps them in making investment decisions. According to the One Next Influence survey issued last year, not less than 59% of investors took the decision to invest after they had consulted the vertical press. And we have to compare this figure with, for example, the search engine like Google, only 23%, the radio, only 17%, TV, only 11%, and social media, as we could expect, only 8%. So this is the real success story of the press in France, and the One Next Media survey published last year showed the critical importance of the French on the French market. I would love to share with you two numbers. 97.5% of the French people read at least one brand of press every month last year. And 90% of the French people trust what they read. And we are proud to announce that the paid circulation of Les Echos, I mean a print, has increased by 5% in the last 5 years to reach an all-time high in Les Echos history, which means a bit more than 132,000 copies sold every day. This is the best proof we can give from the success of print in France.
Wow, and Les Echos is obviously a very well-established name in France, but perhaps tell us a little bit more about the publication for those people who are less familiar with it.
Yes, you're right. Les Echos has been established and founded in 1908. This is a more than 100-year-old heritage. And this is the business and financial reference brand on the French market. Drawing on the expertise of its editorial team, Les Echos deals with general news every day through the business and financial bias. The reason of being of Les Echos, giving entrepreneurs a head start with reliable information, in-depth investigation, and accurate analysis. And this is all based on three pillars: information with concrete facts, decrypting the news through deep analysis, and point of view with our editorial line.
It's very interesting. We talked about the French market earlier and the specificities of that market. How would you say does Les Echos fit into that landscape, and how does it help to connect asset managers and investors?
Well, I would say that first, with our leadership influence within the financial press, every day Les Echos deals with general national and international economic news. This is a leading brand for decision makers and leaders on the French market. And then why choose Les Echos? When it comes to investment funds to reach influencer target, Les Echos is the most relevant partner for them. Indeed, Les Echos offers the best accuracy and affinity on premium audience such as private and corporate investors, decision makers on financial markets, or high incomes. But secondly, Les Echos Group supports investors from decision making to purchase through three tools. First of all, Les Echos, the newspaper. Secondly, with the finance and marché section. And thirdly, with Les Echos Patrimoine. So every day on Les Echos, you have in newsstands and 24 hours a day on digital, you have the in-depth coverage of economic news in France and abroad. On finance market section, you will get every day in the paper and on digital, a section dedicated to Les Echos analysis of banks and insurance company, asset management and financial market. And last but not least, on Les Echos Patrimoine, special report integrated into the daily newspaper and on digital to guide decision maker in matters of wealth, whether on taxation, real estate or investment.
Great. With my next question, I'd like to find out more about your readership. So how many people read Les Echos? Who are they, etc.?
Okay, so difficult to be a precise and with 2-3 bullet points, but we try to. So, in all, Les Echos amounts each month around 9 million readers, which means 700,000 readers a day. And you have among these 9 million readers, 2.9 million influential readers. So we are, of course, very well known for the sharpness of our readership towards very precise target groups, such as we've seen that before, decision makers or investors. So we are, of course, number one in affinity with executive managers, very powerful on high incomes. I will just give you an example. For example, we can see that with Les Echos, you will reach at one glance 55% of the high income decision maker in France, 55%. So, and on demographics, if I have to go into a personal investment, you have 77% of the reader of Les Echos that own their first residence and 32% they own a secondary residence. It's just to give you some examples, of course, but we can go far beyond that.
So today, obviously, you have a digital presence, but of course, you also have a big print heritage. So in your opinion, why is print media still so important and relevant today, and especially for those asset managers who want to market their funds in France?
Yeah, this is a good point. We've seen before that we have a bit more than 97% of the French population having an access to the press brand every month, which means everybody. So this is the first proof of it. But the challenge to get financial advertiser to communicate in a different way outside of their results and general meetings period. A good financial communication must have the company, its history, its teams, its ambition, its values, and its strategy at its core. It creates commitment and meaning with the various stakeholders, employees, customers, suppliers, shareholders, investors, and civil society. So we are convinced that companies have something to do by optimizing the way they work upstream on their financial communication. As a consequence, I would like to mention a new initiative that Les Echos has recently taken on this field. And this is called Financial Education and Asset Management. And this is all led by Marie-Christine Sonquin, which is an editor at Les Echos. especially on Les Echos Patrimoine. And this is a new Les Echos editorial program to understand and master savings products that will enable a reader to talk to their financial advisor as equals. Financial education is a social and economic issue for the development of useful savings, promoting the proper financing of the economy. Improving returns while helping to finance the economy are the challenges of tomorrow towards a less generous social model.
Right. My last question would be, one of the big topics across finance today is ESG and sustainable finance. Is that a trend that you see as well? And if so, what do you do as an organization to support it?
Of course, we can see and measure how important ESG is right now. So indeed, we are now talking about sustainable investment. Investors are looking for investment that consider ESG criteria to generate long-term financial returns and positive societal impact. As mentioned, financial advertisers need to communicate in a different way and highlight the values and ambition of their company. Thus, we use our economic, financial, and asset management expertise and journalistic method to create bespoke contents. We now co-create major programs with positive impacts with our partners. I would love to stress upon two current best cases that are related to finance that we could mention. And first one would be UBS, and the other is Lombard-Odier, two famous Swiss private bank, for which we are doing this kind of big program linked to sustainability. We have created and dedicated mini websites around sustainable investments with business leaders who resolved the business model around the notion of sustainability and how this finally gave them a boost, both on clients and investor side. And I would invite you to see on Les Echos FR how it looks like. And as an organization, Les Echos Group is committed. We are trying to set an example by improving our internal practices, building with a high environmental quality label, carrying out a carbon footprint with the aim of reducing our emissions, parity agreement. But above all, Les Echos has recently changed its company model and turned it into a company with mission, a newly created company legal status for companies willing to set in stone their commitment to protect the planet while doing business. Les Echos Group is so far the only French media group to have taken this ambitious challenge.
Great. Well, Nicolas, thank you very much for your time today. If you would like to find out more about Les Echos, as mentioned, you can visit leseco.fr. If you have any questions for Nicolas, for Kneip, would like to speak about to us about marketing your funds in France, get in touch with us at kneip.com. And on that note, thank you for listening and goodbye for now.